Before you came on the air, Anthony Stewart and I were just having what may seem like a frivolous conversation, but I want a coach's perspective on this. We were talking about empty net goals, and I was trying to make the case to Stewie, I'm not sure if he's buying it, that I think it's a wonderful stat because it means that it's late in the game, it's under a minute left, and the coach puts you on the ice to help save that game and protect that win. So just the fact that you're in position to get an empty net goal, regardless of actually putting it in the net, to me speaks volumes. Do you agree that the empty net goal stat is a bigger one than we give it credit for?
Yeah, you know what? I never thought of it like that because I didn't get too many of them. I got one or two of my career, but no, it's definitely the players that are on the ice. It's a big honor to be out there trying to kill that game off and win the game for your hockey team. But no, you don't think a whole lot about the empty net goal being a big thing, but it's a big factor. We got two the other night against Pittsburgh, and with the 1-0 hockey game, and I know I felt pretty good about them going in the net when you're playing in Pittsburgh against a team like that. So it was that's a good discussion for sure.
Well, in your mind right now for your Knights, who are your empty net? Who are your empty net guys? Like, you're sitting on a 1-goal lead, 45 seconds left, face off in your zone. Who are you putting out there?
You know what? The Carlson line that I usually put out quite a bit, and now we got, you know, you really want to have two lines that you can throw out there, and then a guy like Mark Stone, Stastny, you know, those type of guys. I mean, it just depends what the makeup of your team is, and, you know, I mean, I love my Ryan Reeves and those type of guys in our fourth line, but you need quicker guys and guys with real good sticks and guys that are, you know, going to have some offense, too. You just don't want to put your defensive guys out there. You want guys that can move the puck and play those big minutes, and I think a lot of teams now, you got your top guys out there, the quicker guys, the guys that can find the back of the net.
You know, you mentioned Mark Stone a second ago there, Gerard, and Mike Babcock used to have this luxury in Detroit where, you know, when your best defensive players are also your best offensive players, you can't lose a matchup. Do you feel that way with Mark Stone in your lineup? Like, he's one of those guys where, I throw Stone on the ice, there's no way I'm losing a matchup here.
Yeah, no, it's definitely. I mean, that's exactly a big part of it. He's a two-way player who's one of the best in the league, if not the best, and I love putting him out in the ice there, and he plays with Stastny and Pacioretty a lot, so that's a real good line to play against anybody. And to be honest with you, I feel real, real comfortable with the Carlson line playing against anybody, whether they're playing against the best line. I know they do a real good job at both ends of the rink, so it's something a coach really feels good about when you can throw those guys in the ice and you don't have to worry about matchups.
You guys are 7-4 to start the season, second in the Pacific. How much of that can be attributed to the play of Marc-Andre Fleury?
A big part of it. Our team can play better. You know, we're playing okay. We're like a lot of teams that are playing well right now. Their goalie's their best player, and Marc-Andre Fleury's been outstanding. He's been unbelievable so far, and I know our game's going to get a little bit better. We played pretty good in Chicago the other night, so you know, we're coming around, but Fleury's been a huge, huge part of us being 7-4.
How much, I mean, we always talk about, you know, face of the franchise, and, you know, who's the player or the players you're going to put forward or sort of, you know, representative of your team. And very seldom, as you know, Gerard, going back to your playing days, is it ever a goaltender? But is it a goaltender for the Vegas Golden Knights? If you're going to say one player is the face of the franchise, is it Marc-Andre Fleury?
Without question. There's no doubt about it. And that's been from day one. You know, they have some of these, I think there's a patch thing about Fleury going on right now, and they had it at the grocery store the other day, and I think it's sold. It opened at 5 in the morning, and they sold it at 6:30. So
wow.
it's been ridiculous, the Marc-Andre Fleury, and it's well-deserved. Everybody knows this guy's such a great goaltender, but he's such a good person, too. So everything he does for us and, you know, the way he plays, and like I said, he's a veteran guy. He's getting a little older, but his play this season has been unbelievable for us.
You know, it's always interesting, Gerard, and with Gerard Gallant, head coach of the Vegas Golden Knights, tomorrow they face off against the Colorado Avalanche. It's always interesting when you look at a coach and you see the team that he has. And sometimes you can look at a team and say, you know what, if the coach was picking this team, it might look a little different. But when I look at your Vegas Golden Knights and knowing how you played and the style of hockey you like and appreciate and marry that with where hockey is right now, I look at the Knights and I can say, man, this is a Gerard Gallant team. It's skilled. It's tough. It's not shy. It's got goaltending. It can play any style of game that you want. Like, when you look at this, when you look at your team, do you say to yourself, you know, I really like what, you know, George and Kelly have done to put this together, but if Gerard Gallant was picking this team, I don't think it would be much different, Gerard.
I agree 100%. No, I really like our team from the first day we got our team, and you know, obviously with salary cap and restrictions, you have to lose some players over time. But the group of guys we had from day one right until now, I love the way we play. I love our team. And, you know, the guys come to the rink every day, compete and battle hard. And we always talk about we got more skill this year than we ever had. But we got to make sure we're still working hard and playing the game the right way. And when you're doing that, you know you got a real good team. And I like our group. I really do.
You guys have a lot of veteran leaders in Pacioretty, Stastny, Stone, Englund. What does a player like Ryan Reeves bring to this team?
Revo has been excellent. Since we got him in the trade, I didn't know much about Revo. You know, I knew he was one of the toughest guys in the NHL, but he comes to the rink every day. He has fun. He works hard. He made himself a better hockey player. And as a coach, I have no fear of putting Ryan Reeves on the ice. I know in time before he didn't play as many minutes as he'd like to, but with our group, he's an important guy. He's an important person, and he takes a lot of the big guys. You know, he takes the toughness out of the game sometimes with the other teams, and he does his job perfectly for me.
It's a great story when Ryan Reeves was a free agent. I know that one of the teams he spoke to specifically before he ended up with Vegas. One of the teams he spoke to specifically, he said, "You have a Tom Wilson problem. I'm the solution to your Tom Wilson problem." Like, I love that. Like, sure, I just love the confidence that Ryan Reeves has both on and off the ice. He is anything but shy.
He's nothing but, exactly. Ryan Reeves is Ryan Reeves. And, you know, I mean, I don't like all the stuff, all the talking all the time, you know, but not just Ryan, but around the league. I'm not a big fan of all that stuff. But you know what? That's the NHL today. These guys have their battles with individual guys. You see Tkachuk and Doughty and all that. So it's fun for the game, and it's lots of laughs and lots of fun. But, you know, it's just a little different. And Revo handles it well. He's, like I said, he comes to the rink. He does his job perfectly. He's a leader in our team. You know, I love what he brings to our group, and you know, I enjoy having Ryan on my team, and he knows that.
Being joined by Gerard Glenn, head coach of the Vegas Golden Knights, a couple more questions. We'll let you get on with your day. The answer to this question for me is, and has always been, Shea Theodore, but from the coach's point of view, I know you guys always hate to single out one or two players, but which are the, because you have a lot of, you know, players that we talk about quite often here on the program and elsewhere. Who don't we talk about enough? Like, who's the player that you look at game in and game out and you say, man, why aren't those goofballs on Hockey Central talking about this player more?
Riley Smith.
Hmm.
Yeah, Riley Smith does it all for us. For 3 years since he's been here with our organization, he plays the game the same way every game in and game out. He quietly scores 20, 25 goals a year when he has a full season, kills penalties, does everything for our team. Just a quiet leader and a real good character kid.
And we'll let you go on this one. Tomorrow it's all about the Colorado Avalanche, a team that, you know, is down Mikko Rantanen, but still certainly very dangerous. They've become the new sexy in the Western Conference. Your thoughts on playing the Avs tomorrow?
Yeah, no, that should be a great game. I mean, they're a fast, fast team. They got a young team. They're a talented team. They play the game the way the game's supposed to be played. I love watching them play on TV, and I hope tomorrow we play a real good game against them. It could be a great game. And like I said, I think it's two top teams that yep. It should be an outstanding game for our fans tomorrow.